This is The Takeaway with Tanzina Vega from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International.
5 days ago, literally just 5 days ago, New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman put out this video about the life lessons he learned working at an abortion clinic as a young man.
So I learned an important lesson at a young age. If a woman does not have the right to control her own body, she is not truly equal. And if a woman does not have the right to control her own body, she is not truly free.
Well, last night, Schneiderman resigned from his post after stunning revelations from four women who say he physically assaulted them. Two of the women went on the record for a story first reported by The New Yorker magazine and gave reports of being choked and repeatedly hit by Schneiderman. Both sought medical treatment as a result of the physical abuse. Prior to this, Schneiderman cast himself as a champion of the Me Too movement and of women's rights, and his office is pursuing criminal charges against Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein. With us now is Zach Fink, the Albany reporter for New York One. Zach, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Tanzina.
So I want to start by reading you part of the of what Michelle Manning Barish told The New Yorker about a violent encounter she had with Schneiderman in his bedroom. And I'm quoting here, "All of a sudden, he just slapped me open-handed and with great force across my face, landing the blow directly onto my ear. It just came out of nowhere. My ear was ringing. I lost balance and fell backward onto the bed. I sprang up, but at this point, there was very little room between the bed and him. I got up to try and shove him back or take a swing, and he pushed me back down. He then used his body weight to hold me down, and he began to choke me. The choking was very hard. It was really bad. I kicked in every fiber. I felt I was being beaten by a man." Zach, please tell us a little bit more about your reaction to that and these allegations.
Well, I have to say, Tanzina, it was just absolutely stunning how quickly all of this moved. I mean, this came out a little bit before 7 p.m. last night, and within about 3 hours, he had resigned. I mean, that was in between all of that, just a complete storm on social media from elected officials here in New York calling on him to step aside. You know, Schneiderman's initial reaction, at least the quote we were given, he hired a crisis communications person, and I believe it was the same quote that was in The New Yorker, was he tried to pass this off as some kind of role play, that this was some sort of fantasy he was engaged with. And, you know, just talking to people, you know, observers and pundits and other elected insiders here, you know, they were like, that's just a really bad defense, and that's just not going to fly. And that seemed to maybe even perhaps accelerate what he ultimately had to do, which was step aside.
And this is someone who's really styled himself politically as a champion of women's rights. He pushed for anti-choking regulation as a state senator in 2010. How does this connect with what we're hearing today?
Well, you're right. I mean, he won awards. He was lauded by women in the party as a champion of women's rights. He, you know, women's right to choose was really one of his major platforms. He brought it up at almost every turn. You know, he also, Tanzina, I think this is worth noting, that, you know, really made a career in the last year or so of going after the Trump administration and standing up to Trump, something that was very popular politically here in New York City. But, you know, it also brought some critics who said that he was a little too focused on that and not exactly doing what the state attorney general should be doing. But Schneiderman always seemed to have a very political agenda, whether it was standing up for women's rights, a woman's right to choose, or going after the Trump administration in as many different ways with as many different lawsuits as he possibly could.
And we actually, to your point, we actually have a clip from the Samantha Bee show about that particular point.
We beat him on travel ban one, we beat him on travel ban two, we beat him on environmental regulations and the transgender military ban, and we will continue to fight.
Uh-huh. You are a superhero.
No.
Not so much these days, right, Zach?
Yes, right. Not all heroes wear capes. I mean, look, you know, sometimes it's one of those things where sometimes the loudest voice is the most obvious person who's actually quietly undermining women's rights, who doesn't actually have respect. You know, this seems to be one of those instances where the public persona that Eric Schneiderman had was, in fact, the complete polar opposite of who he actually was as a person. Now, look, these are allegations. We don't know that they are true. There would presumably have been a much more public vetting process had he tried to hang on to his job. The fact that he resigned so swiftly, I think, you know, the story sort of becomes, at least here in New York, politically speaking, what happens next, who's going to be up for the office.
Well, let's talk about that, because there's a couple things coming. I mean, he is deeply involved in the Harvey Weinstein case. He was reviewing the Manhattan DA's decision not to prosecute Weinstein in 2015. So how do these allegations and his resignation and Schneiderman's resignation affect the suit against Weinstein?
You know, it's a very interesting question, Tanzina, because last night when the governor, Andrew Cuomo, who very quickly called for him to step aside and told us also, his office did, that they were going to appoint a prosecutor to immediately commence a criminal investigation. However, they ran into a small dilemma because the Manhattan District's Attorney's Office had been ordered by the governor to be investigated by the AG, by Eric Schneiderman's office, because of their failure to prosecute in the Harvey Weinstein case. So it created a conflict. You know, you have all these prosecutors investigating one another. So the Cuomo administration taking a more cautious approach there, that they may appoint a DA from another borough, for example, to look into this. But, you know, you basically have both of their offices investigating one another.
What happens now, Zach? Who's up for AG in New York? Where do New Yorkers go from here with this change?
So today, the state assembly will meet. They will meet again tomorrow. We don't expect a decision right away on that. But the short answer is the assembly Democrats, who are the majority conference in Albany, will make the determination here of who will fill that post. The assembly Democrats have 104 members. There are 213 members of the legislature, so they will need 107 votes, which means they'll have to get three, most likely from Senate Democrats. And once they have a consensus, that's it. I mean, the governor can have some input, you know, just in terms of conversation and who his preference might be. But ultimately, it is the decision of Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, and he will say it'll be a member-driven decision, and they will determine the candidate. Speculation on who that could be, you know, they may put one of their members just as a placeholder, because there is a primary coming up in September, and there's likely to be an open primary no matter what. However, the odds-on early favorite is New York City public advocate Letitia James. I was told by Democrats that she is, quote, primary proof, could be a consensus candidate that emerges here, Tanzina.
Once again, Eric Schneiderman out as New York Attorney General. Zach Fink is an Albany reporter for New York One. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.